Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon and welcome to Soundbites. It is Saturday, the 2th of November, Anno Domini 2002. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Litton.
Our beloved and deeply respected producer.
You're really trying to bail yourself out of that
it's
one, huh?
It's never going to happen.
You dug yourself so down deep, it's going to take a month of Sundays to see you again.
Yeah, you folks have no idea what we were doing to Rob before the show started. He may never recover. But we're going to go to the news, and we're going to start with Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh. Gee.
Because you look like you were napping.
Yeah, I was. Everybody better be sitting down because I know this is going to come shock, but Microsoft has found a few more holes in their security.
Thank heaven I was sitting.
Yeah, really. And they're advising you folks, if you're running Windows 2000 platform or the Windows XP, to definitely go in there and do your updates. The other thing that I quickly wanted to talk to folks about is if you folks are going to McAfee 7, especially with Windows 95, 98, and that other system that I won't mention. It has a,
I'm ready to take his microphone away, folks.
There is a major flaw in it, just like there was with 6. We do have a correction on the Microsoft web, the Soundbites webpage, for if you go to...
There was a Freudian slip.
Yeah, there was a bad Freudian slip.
Microsoft does not have the correction to the McAfee problem.
I wish they did. But anyways, if you go to start up your... was what I was about to say is if you go to start up Microsoft, whether it's 95, 98, or whatever, and it locks, especially 95, 98, and that other great system.
And you can also get a memory error out of memory.
Right. What you want to do is, it's again, on our website, but if you've got to literally start the machine up to a DOS prompt... and edit the autoexec. And there's a line in there, you'll see it, and it's a long string, but at the end of it, it'll say bootscan.exe, and you have to change that to scanpm.exe. Save it, reboot your machine, and everything will be fine.
And that fix is on our website, soundbites.org.
Just want to let folks know it works for both 6 and 7.
Excellent. And Steve, you've got an interesting semi-non-Macintosh story.
Well, it's another concept of, or another case of Microsoft copying Apple. Year after year, Microsoft keeps using Apple as their research division. Microsoft announced that they will be adding a video editing feature to their Windows XP operating system. A program called Movie Maker 2 is being added in. There's a beta version out now that you can download and play with. Basically, it's very similar to Apple's iMovie that they've been shipping for a couple of years now with all their Macintoshes. Movie Maker 2 will support FireWire connections, which is most common on digital video cameras, and be able to import video, edit video, and do all the neat things we've been doing on the Mac for a couple of years now. So they're playing catch up, playing cop. And it was interesting that Sony, who also is using FireWire on board their computers under the brand name iLink, put out a digital video workstation for $1,000. You could buy a Sony VAIO computer. Until you start looking at the specs in it, there's no monitor, there's no CD, no DVD burner, so you can't do anything with your movies once you make them. There's very little RAM and very little hard drive, but it's only $1,000.
Yeah, exactly. By the time you build it up to what you already get in like a good Mac,
yeah, already pre-built into the Mac, starting at $1,500.
Right, right. On the more directly Microsoft end, I guess, those of you who remember back 4 years, and I know that's fewer and fewer of you as we go along, Microsoft was judged by the United States government to be an illegal monopoly. And the question was, what was going to happen there? Well, that four-year-long battle with the federal government over those antitrust violations may be at an end. U.S. District Judge Colleen Kolar-Cotelli approved most of the provisions of the United States Department of Justice settlement and dismissed most of the concerns of the nine states which refused to sign on to the Department of Justice brokered settlement last year. She did require, however, that the company, Microsoft, move up the timetable for disclosure of APIs to rival software makers. Basically, the judge has said that Microsoft may indeed continue to bundle anything they want with their operating system, hence this movie maker.
Which is ticking off a lot of movie maker companies. They have software that they're developing to work with that, you know, now they're giving it away free.
Yep, and Microsoft is giving it away. But again, what you're going to find is that Microsoft is giving away a product that's okay. But if you want a really good product with a lot more features and capabilities, then you'll pay for it elsewhere. The interesting part is, of course, that Microsoft has to disclose their API, the application programming interface, the hooks into the operating system that allows Microsoft to do things that other companies cannot do because those APIs have been hidden until now. So that's going to make for some interesting changes to the environment when any company has the ability to hook into the operating system. Of course, with things like the Microsoft Movie Maker, whatever they're calling it.
Movie Maker.
You will want to read the end user license agreement very, very, very carefully, because as they did with their audio thing, the media player.
Yep.
Then you'll find that they have you have given them the right to do all kinds of amazing things in your system, including look for stolen MP3s and shut it down if they feel that you've been a thief
or what they think are stolen.
That's all it takes. That's what it says in the agreement. And if you downloaded Media Player 9, you agreed to that if you have installed it.
But the thing of it is, though, is say they sit there and they shut me down, and I've got a record and I've recorded it onto my machine, which I own. And no. they come in there and shut it down. It's like, oh, wait a minute. If I own that, I am allowed to do what I want with that CD on my computer.
No, you're not, actually.
If I want to copy it to my MP3 player?
Nope.
I'm not distributing.
You own the physical media it's on. The copyright owner owns the songs.
You own a license to listen to the songs from the CD. That's what you paid your $15.95 for.
But I can't move it over to my MP3 player.
Not legally, no. Now, they let you do that generally. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
But if Microsoft feels that you have in some way... Or Sony or whoever decides
Warner Brothers
any one of them decides that you've stolen that music, they can then shut your machine down.
Who are they to decide?
They are them.
That's the point.
Those are they. They are them.
And then who knows how long it will take to get your computer back running again after you do whatever they think you need to do to prove you already bought it.
You know what? 45 minutes with the Red Hat install CDs and you're done.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you that would work.
Yeah.
So if you're going to run any MP3s, make sure that any data you own, your documents and things, are backed up extremely regularly. Because as the future goes along, you'll want to read those end-user license agreements way more carefully. We're going to take a break now, back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest computer show ever, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
You're on the air!
And you're making radio waves. Compare radio now and then in Strong Museum's new radio studio. Produce your own show using classic radio sound effects. Go on a news assignment, tape an interview, act out a radio drama, and much, much more. Make waves, radio waves, at Strong Museum's new radio studio. Sponsored in part by News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get all the details online at our website, wham1180.com.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge Coolant's water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Call Frozen CPU at 1-877-243-8266.
Every day, every single day, more than the number of Americans lost on 911 are destroyed in the womb by abortion. Every single day. Vote to end the slaughter. Your vote for governor and lieutenant governor on the Right to Life party line speaks loud and clear that unless a politician speaks loud and clear for life, votes and elections will be lost. Stand with the helpless. Stand tall for life. This year, make your vote really mean something for those who will never be able to vote unless you help them. This is Stacey Vogel, Right to Life Party candidate for Lieutenant Governor, asking for your vote on November 5th for myself and Right to Life Party candidate for Governor Jerry Cronin, so there will still be a voice for the little ones, paid for by the New York State Right to Life Party.
Rome ravaged his family and sold him into slavery. Now he evens the score.
Remove your helmet and tell me your name.
My name is Gladiator.
ABC presents Gladiator, winner of 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Actor Russell Crowe.
At my signal, unleash hell.
With thrilling new scenes added, don't miss your first chance to see the whole film. Gladiator, tonight at 9, 8 Central on ABC.
All right!
Hey, the Ovaltine man!
Yeah!
No kid can resist the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine.
It's yummy!
It's chocolatey!
This chocolate milk's terrific! Isn't Nesquik?
No, it's rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste, and Ovaltine adds vitamins and minerals that Nesquik powder doesn't. Why give them Nesquik when you can give them more? And there are more vitamins and minerals in Ovaltine.
Ovaltine's amazing!
More Ovaltine, please!
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Soundbites with Nick Francesco. On News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. We missed you. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
No, you're Rob Linton.
No, I like the way I did.
And this is Soundbites. We are taking your phone calls.
Told you, it's going to take a while for you to dig yourself out. You dug yourself
deep. I know. I dug myself
way deep
before the show today. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was living on the edge.
Folks.
Am I getting out? Hello? Our first caller is Ed from Scottsville. Welcome, Ed. What's your question?
Hi. Nice show, guys.
Thank you.
I'm one of these blue screen guys there lately, and I get this mode exception not handled that comes up, and then it goes into a memory dump, and I'm running Windows 2000... professional, and the processor is an AMD K6250 and 256 of RAM. This started probably a couple of weeks ago, and now it happens consistently. I've had the memory tested by a couple different shops a couple of times, thinking I had a bad memory stick.
Well, the memory dump,
telling me it's fine.
The memory dump is just a convenience for you to see what was in memory at the time. If
yeah.
you're a programmer, you might be able to figure out what really went wrong. There's a preference that you can turn off that memory dump because it does the average user no good except eat up their hard drive.
And you have a antivirus software on there?
Not at the present time. I reformed it recently, and haven't put it back in. Is what it amounts to.
Well, yeah. and what it amounts to is now you're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Because if you were running it without any antivirus and on the internet, it's like I say, you're playing with
Russian roulette.
Yeah, exactly. I hand you a stick of dynamite and I light the fuse. Now you're gambling whether it's a short fuse or a long fuse.
Right. Before it's blows Russian up roulette with first. six cartridges is what it is, because yeah. It's just, you know, you're going to get hit if you're on the net.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, one of the things, like another reformat, huh?
Well, mm-hmm. What you can try first, and I'm certainly not going to promise, but you're going to buy an antivirus program anyway.
Yeah.
So go out and get one. Most of them you can boot up from the antivirus program. See if it'll clean the hard drive. It can't hurt to try that first.
And or also,
you could what I found, though, is you could also try just putting 2,000 over 2,000.
Yeah, the 2,000 installer has a repair option.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, it's just a damaged system file and not a virus. And the repair option in the installer might be able to fix it.
That's
and then put an antivirus program on.
Right. That's the one where I have to load the four disks ahead of time to...
No, if you hit down the control key while it's booting, you'll get the menu options where you can go to last known good boot.
And that may work also.
And but you can try that. Otherwise, yeah, like Steve said, you can get into the repair mode.
The Windows 2000 install CD.
Right, put the CD in, boot it up. If it recognizes that there was a Windows 2000 installation on the hard drive, it will give you the option to repair it.
Okay. We'll give it a shot.
Good luck.
Let us know.
And put that antivirus on.
First.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Thanks.
Right.
Even actually, that's a good idea, because most people install the OS, connect to the net, download the patches. No, install the OS, put the antivirus on, then connect to the OS, update the antivirus first, then update the OS.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Because you never know.
Okay, thanks. Our next caller is Dave from Canandaigua. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Oh, good morning or good afternoon.
Whatever it might be.
Yeah. I got real quick questions for you. Can I get Service Pack 1 for XP on a CD or download?
You can get it download.
Certainly get it download.
It's only 20-odd megs.
Well, that's the thing. I was the machine that I'm downloading isn't XP, and the other one's not connected. I wanted to download it as, because my understanding is it's kind of like a live update, that it sort of goes into the system.
Yeah.
There's two different ways to download it. I'm finding the URL now. You can either download it as an update that installs, or you can download it as a standalone updater.
And do it later.
That's also intended for network managers that have like 20 machines. They download it once and then install it on each of the machines.
Okay, because when I went there about a month ago, I couldn't find that. But
it hides pretty good.
Okay.
But be careful, because I've heard both pros and cons about this Service Pack 1.
Okay, and the other question, well, a quick one, is Nick talked about Red Hat. I just bought a copy of SUSE Linux.
Yeah.
Any pros or cons for either one, or both are an improvement over Mr. Gates?
Well, let us be politic and say, yeah. The big thing is simply the way that the two of them are packaged and the installers and things like that. SUSE is an excellent distribution. It really depends on what you're partial to. You know, 99% of them, I know this is blasphemy to somebody who loves their particular distribution, or distro, as they call it, but 99% of them are the same. There are some differences. I really like Red Hat. SUSE is a very nice product. It's whatever you like.
Yeah. Well, I guess I can get one of each if I really want to know.
There you go. Because you're going to find that playing with Linux means you're going to install it, you're going to uninstall it, you're going to screw it up, you're going to get it right, you know?
The one hurdle I haven't figured out yet, I read a little bit in their manual first, but I don't have the machine I want to put it on has an old CD and an old BIOS.
Yeah.
And so if I put the CD in, it's not going to see it. It won't boot from the CD. My understanding from what I read was that there's something on the first CD if I copy it to a floppy.
Yes.
And boot it.
From a different machine.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
And I just found the link for the full network installation, they call it, of XP-SP1. 134 megs.
Is that all?
Because it has to run on any possible combination of XP hardware.
Right. Yeah,
so it gives you everything.
Right. Yeah.
And a 26K Kinect, boy, that baby will just shoot right down in no time.
Sure. Sure. Start now and call us next Saturday and tell us if it's done.
And that link will be on the website momentarily.
There you go. Thanks.
Thank you.
Our next caller, Tim from Webster. Welcome, Tim. What's your question?
Yes, I'm interested in transferring some files from one machine to another, can I make a simple network by using the Ethernet, like a crossover cable, connect the two PCs together and have them talk to each other?
What OS is?
XP Professional, and the other dilemma is one of them is a Mac OS 9.
With Mac OS 9 and Windows, they don't speak the same file sharing language. The Mac uses AFP and Windows uses SMB. So you have to use a different type of protocol. You can set up, both Mac and Windows come with web servers built in, so you can put the link on your web server, your homepage, on your personal web server to the folder you want to publish and copy files from. But yeah, you can set up the Ethernet network between them and copy them that way. There are also a couple of shareware programs on the net to facilitate copying files between Mac and Windows. There's one called Mac PC Net File Sharing. We've got the links on our website. You can either upgrade to a commercial version like Dave, which installs Windows networking on the Mac, or MacLAN, which installs Mac networking under Windows, or even OS X on the Mac now supports SMB networking and is transparent with Windows as well.
Okay, great. Second question. I've got an external hard drive I'm using with the Mac. Can I use that also with the PC with the XP on it?
On the Mac, you have to format it in PC format. The Mac will read both Mac and PC disks, but the Windows machine will only read a PC disk. So you'd have to format it in PC format on the Mac, and then you could copy it or move the hard drive back and forth and use it.
Yeah, it's already formatted as a Mac now.
You'll have to reformat it in PC format.
And I'll lose all the data.
Right.
Right, you'd have to copy it to the Mac, reformat it, move it back. Sorry.
I just thought of it. There's a company that makes a Mac drive reader for Windows, and I'll find it in a minute.
We have to take a quick break, but
yeah.
Dave, Steve, which one are you? We'll find it during the break. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest computer show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education government and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
The Rochester Athletic Club.
RACNU.
Join the club that's all about you.
You are healthy.
You've always tried to stay in shape, but the older you get, the harder it is.
You are youthful.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann, trainer at RAC. You know you need to exercise, but like most of us, you put it off. Maybe you just need some help. Here's your free invitation. Stop by RAC, tell me your goal, I'll get you going with the right program to feel great and see results.
RAC and you.
I'll tell you what it takes, types of exercise, and time you need. My goal, helping reach your goal.
And right now, we offer you the best deal in town. 3 months of RAC for just $99. Some restrictions may apply.
You can do it. RAC and you.
Five convenient locations. Call or visit a Rochester Athletic Club today.
This is Amo Houghton, and it's an honor for me to be part of the Upstate New York team in Washington. But working in Congress, you know, is about more than just advocating for our families and senior citizens. It's about working for jobs and more jobs and more jobs. It's about building on those things that make our region the real area of opportunity for the future. Success is all about teamwork and results. My wife Priscilla and I think of ourselves as cheerleaders for Upstate New York, and why not? It's the best.
paid for by Friends for Houghton.
So you're rolling along and all of a sudden, wham, it hits you. Halloween. Didn't see that coming. And before you know it, those sneaky holiday gremlins are back with the mother of them all. Ho, ho, ho. This year, be prepared. With True Value's Get Ready for the Holidays sale. Just what you need to get your house in shape for the big kahuna. Plus, you can earn over $186 in a rebate. Stop in to True Value's Get Ready for the Holidays sale and show those sneaky holiday gremlins who's boss. Details at participating stores.
To America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. But I forgot. I'm completely remiss. I want to thank our best friends at Bill Gray's Restaurant, the world's greatest cheeseburger for the world's greatest computer show. They fuel this show, and we want to thank them from the bottom of our hearts and from our
pits of our stomachs,
happily full stomachs. And Steve, you had the name of that software.
Yes, it's Mac Drive from a company called Media 4. It lets Windows read Mac disks, floppy disks, zip disks, hard drives, etc. And it's already on our website. We've talked about it in the past.
There we go. Our next caller, Rich from Canandaigua. Welcome, Rich. What's your question?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Peachy, how are you?
Oh, just wonderful. Hey, got a couple quick questions for you regarding DSL and the Internet.
Sure.
I'm running a 1200 megahertz AMD processor with 512 megs of RAM, and I'm running Windows 98, and I have a number of folks tell me I should upgrade to get a little better performance.
Yeah, to get any performance is really what you're saying.
Okay.
Windows 98 actually reacts badly at over 256 meg of RAM. If you took out half the RAM, your machine would run faster.
That's it.
If you upgrade to XP, you'll have a kick butt machine.
Really?
Well, then I'll do that. The other question is, I've got three kids who get on the Internet, and I want to know what best software is out there to keep them away from the sleazier side of the Internet.
There is, well, like I say, there is no
it's easy.
Best.
You just don't let them get onto the Internet.
Never
yeah,
let
that's
them
the
get
only
on
way.
When you're not in the room. That's first. The
and
second...
that's true. Okay, and that's true, and we do try to do that. However, right. I've got one that one of my sons who, when he puts his name in, gets a rather seedy site, and his name is Danny.
How interesting.
Yep. The she's been in Wall Street Journal.
Sure.
She's the only person actually making money on the Internet.
Yeah, exactly right. Here's the deal. There are a couple of ways you can go. If you want somebody else to do the filtering for you, there's a place called Filtered Internet Solutions at filteredinternetsolutions.com. And if they're your internet service provider, they do the filtering for you.
Well, I think McAfee's coming out with a product,
That's the next thing. McAfee has a filtering product in their suite, which they are now going to be releasing as a single product.
As of Monday.
Right. The deal is, of course, if your kids are smarter than you are about your PC, then having somebody else like Filter Internet Solutions handle it for you is probably going to do you better.
There's also general commercial programs like NetNanny and CyberSitter.
Same idea as the filter in McAfee.
Right. They filter at your end against keywords and known naughty sites. The problem is that they pop up so fast that you're forever updating your keyword list, and some of them are going to get through.
Right.
So basically, I'm the ultimate gatekeeper is what you're saying.
You got it.
Well, then I'll keep doing it that way then.
Okie doke.
Good luck, Rich.
Thanks, Rich. We're going to go to a car phone now to Keith, who's either hands-free or pulled over to the side of the road. Welcome, Keith. What's your question?
Believe it or not, right now I'm both.
There you go.
There's a couple safety jokes there, but I won't go there.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Hey, I was thinking about constructing my own PC piece by piece.
Yep.
I imagine it would cost more on the expense side. But I could do it at my own pace, and I think it would be a learning experience.
One is, let's say you could buy a really nice machine now for less than $1,500.
Right.
How much more would it cost if you did it piecemeal by yourself? And is there some books out there that you can purchase to take you the step-by-step?
Oh, yeah. There's a number of them out there. You can go over to Camp USA or any of the big bookstores, and they've got, you know, building your own PC. The key thing that you have to worry about if you're going to put your own system together is making sure that you're grounded. Because as you're handling these items, what I would do is, you know, if you've got a flat area, set it down on the bench or wherever you're going to assemble it. And the first thing I would do is, you know, you open up your case, plug the power cord in from the power supply into the wall. Now, this way, you're grounding yourself. So this way, when you go to, you know, because you pulled the motherboard out of the static bag, if you touch yourself to the power supply, because that's grounded, you're going to ground yourself off. Especially since now we're, you know, closing up the homes and the heat is now kicking on, you're going to see static electricity build up. So as long as you keep touching the power supply and grounding yourself, you shouldn't have too many problems. And it's just a matter of taking your time and doing it, like you said, one step at a time.
Is there one site that you know of where you could buy everything from another, from the case?
Thousands of them.
Oh, there's
yeah,
thousands.
They're all over the place. The single most prevalent e-business site on the internet sells computer components.
Yeah, but mm-hmm.
you know,
it's just
I mean,
a matter
that, there's a million yeah. of them.
It depends on what components you want.
There's a good review site, TomsHardware.com.
PC Magazine, too.
PC, and then all the general PC magazines, too. They'll review all the different components you can buy. Because you can buy a $20 case, you can buy a $200 case. And
well, like
they
one
do
our,
the same thing, but
well, like
one's
one
built
our,
a little better.
Right. Our sponsors is Frozen CPU.
Frozen
mm-hmm.
CPU.
I mean, he's got some real cool cases. They're about $200, but they've got the lights in them, and you can see into the side, and you can get all...
They're super cooled, fans on the top, water cooled. I mean...
Blinky lights, little switches. You know?
Yeah, switches. Just all the stuff guys like. So it depends on how far you want to go and what you want to build. Certainly, you're not going to buy those things in a stock machine. In fact, most of their business is updating machines that already exist.
And see, when you talk about, you know, buying these machines for, you know, $1,000 or so, yeah, because they're doing literally 1,000 machines a day. So that's how they can do it, because they're buying volume, where you might pay a little, you know, a few bucks here, a few bucks more per, you know, unit. You know, for the various items, and yeah, in the long run, it might wind up costing a little bit more, but you're going to have the satisfaction of trying it yourself.
But there not significantly more.
Exactly. Experience.
Yes.
There was an article. There was an article in Computer Link magazine in September on white boxes. Basically, you can buy unlabeled, unadorned components. In right. a generic white box for cheaper than all the retail boxes you see with all the labeling and stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the September Computer Link magazine.
Right.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, mm-hmm. thanks, Keith. We appreciate it. Our next caller, Al from Greece. Welcome, Al. What's your question?
Well, thanks for talking to me, guys.
Our pleasure so far.
We just got one tip from you to upgrade to XP from Windows 98.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that. But our real question is, how do we get rid of those pesky pop-ups?
There are several things you can do. First, there is StopZilla, the pop-up killer, at StopZilla.com.
Okay.
If you go there and get the phone number from their site, call them up and tell them Soundbites sent you, they'll give you a deal.
Okay.
If you want to use a product like Mozilla, I'm using, that's a different browser. At Mozilla.org. I haven't seen a pop-up since I started using Mozilla, because one of the choices in the setup is, do you want, you know, who controls pop-ups, me or the other side? I say me, and don't show me any.
Well, we're just sick of them.
Yeah.
Is everybody else.
If you're going to continue using things like Internet Explorer, stuff like that, then StopZilla is the kind of product you want.
Okay, sounds great.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. That's what that music means. You know that. But you know what? We're going to come back on the other side of the break and take a lot more of your calls. So if you're on the line, please hold on. If you're not on the line, why not? Give us a call. I'm Nick with Dave, Steve, and Rob. We are Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Rochester business people love Roadrunner Business Class.
Hey, Roadrunner.
Jennifer LaPierre, president of E360.net, was careful before she chose Roadrunner.
We did our research and we looked at DSL, we looked at dial-up, we looked at using a T1 line, and we found that Roadrunner Business Class offered all that we were looking for in a convenient, reliable package.
Jennifer, what did your friends in other high-tech businesses tell you about Roadrunner Business Class?
The beat on the street is that Roadrunner is the way to go. That's probably a large influence for me, is to hear what other people in the technical community are saying, and that was a big influence on why we looked there first.
So how do you feel about Roadrunner Business Class?
I love Roadrunner Business Class. I don't know how our business could have come this far this fast without it.
Call 866-756-FAST.
We love it.
Roadrunner High Speed Online, exclusively from Time Warner Cable. Call 866-756-FAST.
The best candidate for state senate isn't the candidate bathing in special interest money from Albany. The best candidate for state senate is Harry Bronson, a proud Democrat, a qualified and well-informed fighter for working families. Joe Robach? Let's face it, after a decade of squandered opportunities in the state legislature, Republican conservative Robach is part of the problem. He hasn't said a word about Jack Doyle's plan to gut parks, libraries, and social services. While upstate New York continues to lose jobs, Robach continues to lose credibility by accepting big bucks from conservative special interests. Enough is enough. Democrat Harry Bronson stands for safe gun laws, fair education funding, an end to discrimination, and health care for all. He's got a comprehensive plan to create jobs. He's part of the solution and ready to lead. The choice is clear. Harry Bronson, Democrat for State Senate.
Paid for by friends of Harry Bronson.
One morning, a truck drove into the Dallas Farmers Market, loaded with fresh salad fixings and a special dressing.
Mmm, it's creamy. Delicious.
And when people tasted that dressing,
that spicy but smooth taste,
they knew where the truck was from.
No doubt. This is it.
That's Hidden Valley.
This is the real McCoy. This is Hidden Valley.
That's what ranch dressing is supposed to taste like. It's the original.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Taste the way ranch is supposed to taste.
Hidden Valley. The benchmark of ranch dressings.
Nothing else measures up.
What I fear about America,
Dr. Laura,
is that we have become so politically correct that if anybody pulls out the word discrimination, tolerance, diversity. You stop thinking and you stop protecting America.
Advice for life and a lot of tough love. Dr. Laura. Weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet. To America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or *1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's true. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites. We're going to get back to the phones in just a moment. So if you're on the line, please hold on and be patient for a second. But we do want to talk about a couple of things that are going on. First, of course, we want to direct you to our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. Every week we have a poll. Last week's poll was about Halloween themes. 250 of you voted, thanks to each and every one of you.
Whoa, good one.
57% of you said you don't even do themes. 27% of you said, oh, please, which is apparently even worse than you simply don't do them. 10% said, of course, I always match my themes to the season. And 5% of you said, going to put a Halloween theme on? Of course, they'd already done it. This week's poll is a little different. It's about pop-up ads, which goes along with one of our callers earlier. So far, 76 of you have voted, thank you. And 96% of you hate them, 4% of you think they're no big deal, and nobody likes them.
Gee, is that a surprise?
Exactly. You can vote at our website, soundbites.org. That's soundbites with a Y, www.ask.org. Once you've done that, please join us on AskNick.com for your opinions. We take your opinions there. So far, we have 9 of them. Last week, we had, I think, 27 of them. Yes, 27. We'd very much like to see you doing that. In addition, by the way, we would like to announce a very special person.
Which we had a contest going on, which we should inform people, which people didn't know about.
Well, it's not a contest, really, but you know how when people get their 1,000th this and that, or what, you know, their 1,000th customer, their 1,000th car, so they have a big deal? Well, we're computer people, so the 1,000th person was not a big deal, but the 1,024th person was. And our 1,024th member it's of Soundbites was someone named Rondalee 40. And I have been in contact with Rondalee 40, and Rondalee 40 will be getting a Soundbites mouse pad courtesy of us in appreciation for Rondalee 40 being the 1024th person to join the Soundbites forums. You should all join. You can't get a mouse pad. It's a little too late for that one. Yeah, I suppose the 2048th person will give one away. But yeah, it's a little too late to get one for a while. But the reality is that you're missing a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of good information. Believe me, if you haven't been in our forums, you have no idea what you're... I've been in the forums, and I have no idea what's going on. But you clearly don't have any idea what you've been missing. And we're going to go back to the phones now, after we talk to Steve.
Yes, I also wanted to mention we have our very own science fiction convention running in town this weekend. Guest of honor David Weber, author of the Honor Harrington books, is in town speaking. And that's at the Sheridan Four Points Hotel on Main Street, hosted by the Rochester Fantasy Fans. So if you're into fantasy and science fiction, come on down and check out the show.
There you go. But we're going to go back to the phones now, and our next caller is Brian from Fairport. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is probably going to be a no-brainer for you guys.
we need one today.
I'm running on Windows 98. I apologize.
No, 98 is good.
98 is good.
It's ME that's bad. Sorry, I said it.
Every time I put in a music CD... I get a little screen that pops up that says, just people on my computer, but it says it cannot find or locate program.exe. And, it's almost like I deleted it off my computer, but it was working for a while. It was working perfectly, and then all of a sudden, it just doesn't work anymore.
The autoplay.
I can't figure it out.
Well, there's two things that are happening. One is when you stick in the audio CD, an audio player program is supposed to notice that and open and then play the music. The standard Windows media player, quite often when you install your audio card, it has a media player. Now I'm seeing even Nero, the CD burner, comes with a media player to play the music you're going to burn. So there could be a lot of different media players on your system. And you have somehow removed the one it was set to or changed those settings. But if it's saying program.exe, that almost sounds more like one of the viruses who try to reattach themselves to all of your programs.
How current is your virus program?
Well, you know what I'm telling you? I got it from a friend of mine. It's a clone computer. I know nothing about it. It was working perfect. I mean,
are you on Roadrunner or DSL?
No, I'm on AOL.
Well, there you go. You get that's. I was just saying that's the third culprit.
Right. The first thing you need to do is get a good antivirus program and run it.
Okay.
And then update it and run it again.
Okay.
Then what you need to do is change the way that the CD player works. I'm trying to remember exactly how to do that in 98. I think you right-click on it in My Computer.
Yeah.
Right-click, open up My Computer, double-click on My Computer.
Yeah.
Right-click on the CD and select Properties.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I can't tell you exactly where it is because I'm running XP myself right now here, but somewhere in the tabs on that Properties, is to autoplay a CD,
he can also,
that sort of thing.
Well, you can also go up to just the top part of Windows and go to the help and do a search, and you do a search on autoplay, and it will tell you how to set autoplay back up.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like autoplay is working, but the program is missing.
That's
I remember when I put the disc in, I remember the Windows Media Player coming up, and they would list the tracks on it.
Right.
You might have a virus, though, that's sitting there and trying to...
You can also reassociate your media player. If you open my computer, open the CD drive so you can see the music tracks.
Yes.
If you left-click on one of the tracks...
Okay.
And then hold
holding the shift key down.
Left click once.
Oh, right.
Then hold the shift key down and right click.
Okay.
There'll be a menu option that says open with.
Oh.
And then you pick the media player you want to use.
Okay.
And at the bottom of that window, check the box that says always use this for this type.
Okay.
And then the next time, theoretically, next time you put the disc in, it will launch that media player to play that type of music.
All right. Well, I'll have to play with it and see what happens.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Go Bills.
Thanks. Thanks, Brian. Our next caller is Sal, also from Fairport. Welcome, Sal. What's your question?
Hey, guys. I have a Mac question for you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. I have two different Macs. One had 10.1. The other one had Jaguar. And I used to be able to connect them up using one as a target drive until I put Jaguar on the second one. And now, hooking the two up with FireWire... either direction, it's not taking it as a target drive. It's not showing up on my desktop.
Is it entering target mode?
It seems to be. It's got the FireWire logo
when
on
you
the
hold,
screen.
Right, when you hold the T key down while you're booting the Mac, it goes into target mode and you get the little bouncing logo.
Right, and I've tried pulling the FireWire and reconnecting that while it's in the target drive mode. Doesn't seem to do anything.
The best luck I've always had is turning on the target machine.
Okay.
Then... plugging the FireWire cable into the other machine and turning it on.
Okay.
And then that usually works. In fact, just the other day we were doing a file transfer for a customer. We hooked up an extra IDE drive, a FireWire target drive, turned everything on, and it worked the first time, and we're going, oh, cool. It's always great when it works the first time.
Exactly.
That's
then you never try it again. It's their problem.
It worked. Get it out of here.
I'm trying to transfer files. Exactly that.
Right.
For that reason.
Yeah, but I've found that usually works better with both machines off. Turn the one target machine on.
Okay.
Wait for it to get into target mode. Plug the cable in. Turn the other machine on.
Okay. I'll try that.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Sal. Our next caller is Jim from Greece. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
How you doing?
Peachy, how are you?
My question is, every once in a while on my I'm just sitting here and I get a high pitched noise out of my tower. I mean, like a high pitched noise.
Can we hear it?
No.
Can you make it?
Can you make the noise?
Well, I don't think I could hold the phone close enough to it, but
no, I meant, can you make the noise?
No.
Darn.
No.
That always works with the car guy.
I know it.
No commercials.
Are you sure it's the computer and not the monitor?
Pardon?
Are you sure it's the computer and not the monitor?
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah, high-pitched is usually the monitor. Low-pitched is the fans in the computer.
Yeah, it's usually...
Yeah, okay.
There's something called a flyback transformer.
Okay.
In the monitor, and it's the same one that's in a TV. Every once in a while, you hear that really incredibly high-pitched noise that rattles your fillings.
Yep.
Is that the one you're getting?
Yeah, it's the one.
It's probably from it or not from the computer, unless you can find someone who's willing to fix it. You're stuck with it.
Yeah, because the way you can eliminate it is, while it's making the noise, try turning off the monitor. That won't hurt anything.
Okay.
If the noise goes away, that it's the monitor versus the PC.
If it doesn't, it might be one of the fans.
Could be.
Okay.
But if that's the case, then you really need to take it to somebody and let them check it out.
Or a hard drive.
Does that mean it's going?
It could
be
the hard drive.
Could be.
Okay.
Don't know.
It could just be filthy.
Just try, first try the, like we said, the monitor. If that doesn't do it, then it's in the case, and it could be, either the CPU fan or one of the case fans.
Okay.
Which aren't that expensive to replace.
I would say it's probably the monitor, because I shut the door and I don't hear it. I mean, I still hear it, with the enclosed. space where I put my tower.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, all right.
I would say that it is. Okay, one more real quick.
There is a company, Rochester Kinescopes, on Scottsville Road near Jefferson.
Larry.
Larry. Okay. He can give you an estimate on repairing the monitor.
Okay, great.
Unfortunately, new monitors are so cheap, it's usually not cost-effective to repair.
Well, this is my... I could use this as a reason to get my 21-inch.
So. There you go. 21-inch flat panel.
Flat panels, yeah.
One more quick one.
Sure.
I got 512 memory.
Right.
And that seems like every time that I go in and look at the performance, I'm right around 65 to 70. Is that normal, or is there
What's your operating system?
A lot of 98.
Yeah, as we said before, Windows 98 doesn't use more than 256 meg.
Okay.
So, and what happens is that the performance, what you're looking at is the heap space.
Okay.
Windows 98 has a 64K heap space area.
Okay.
And that's where it puts things like pointers to icons in your desktop, pointers to folders, pointers to open programs, stuff like that.
Okay.
And that's what's full. Eventually, that's the thing that gets fragmented and pieces get left behind and stuff like that, and that's why you get, that's what they call the memory leak.
Okay.
But if you move up to XP, the heap is huge, and so you don't have to worry about that.
Well, the only program that I know of that can actually use 512K of memory is like a CAD program.
Or,
yeah, 512K.
Or like Photoshop.
How fast is your system?
I believe it's 600.
You could move up to XP and be happy.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. If you're on the line, please hang on. If you're not on the line, give us a call. We're Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, this is Wham Station Manager Jeff Howland. I wouldn't miss this for the world, and you shouldn't either. The legendary Paul Harvey, Thursday, November 14th, right here in Rochester at the Eastman Theater. I've seen Paul Harvey speak several times. It was incredible. I'll never forget it. Now, this is just days away, so buy your tickets now. 232-1900. 232-1900. Paul Harvey in Rochester, November 14th. Brought to you by Preferred Care, Stickley Audi & Company, and 1180 WHAM.
I want to stay in control of my life.
Georgia is a Preferred Care Gold member who likes to stay in charge.
My body may be 70-something, but Preferred Care Gold helps me stay fit and healthy. They have health programs like You're in Charge, which taught me how to eat well, stay limber, all for free.
Helen is another Preferred Care Gold member who also cherishes her independence.
Preferred Care Gold gave me a new knee. I am so happy to drive a car again.
If you want to stay in charge of your life and do all the things you want to do, call Preferred Care Gold today. Preferred Care Gold gives you coverage for emergency, urgent, and routine care all over the world.
If you're eligible for Medicare Parts A and B, call Preferred Care Gold at 585-327-5760. Preferred Care is an HMO with a Medicare Plus Choice contract. You must use network providers for routine care.
Stay as independent as you can be. Join Preferred Care Gold today.
Look out, folks! I'm coming through! Woo! Oh, hey, lady, watch your purse! Come on, out of my way! Hi! I'd like some change for the slot machines.
Sir, you shouldn't be driving your car in Casino Niagara.
It's not a car, it's an SUV.
Okay, but you can't drive it in here.
Well, you should have thought of that before you gave me the key.
Oh, are you a member of the Players Advantage Club?
I sure am.
And you just won one of three Mazda Tribute SUVs in Casino Niagara's A Tribute for You contest?
Yeah, all I had to do was swipe my pack card.
Great. But how'd you get your SUV up here?
Oh, on the escalator. Come on, hop in. I'll show you. Woo!
Whoa! Contest ends November 28th. No purchase necessary. Must be at least 19. Void where prohibited by law. Call 1-888-LINFALL for details. Woo-hoo!
Oh, you really should widen the aisles.
Oh, yeah, we're working on it.
For controller, even John Faso's own hometown paper, the Albany Times-Union, rejects Faso's smear campaign and endorses controller Hevesy, citing Hevesy's extensive experience on fiscal matters and John Faso's low road tactics. The Rochester Democrat and Chronicle endorses controller Alan Hevesy, not Faso, saying, in the vital area of fiscal management, Hevesy wins out hands down. The New York Times endorses Hevesy, not Faso, saying Hevesy's controller and legislative experience is a powerful combination. The Buffalo News said Hevesy's experience will lend him credibility in Albany. And the Syracuse Post-Standard endorses Hevesy, not Faso, saying Hevesy holds a major advantage over his opponents, experience in investing and auditing. On Tuesday, reject John Faso's negative divisive smear campaign and elect Controller Alan Hevesy, New York's trusted taxpayer watchdog.
Paid for by Hevesy 2002.
Indulge yourself 5 days a week with double the fun and laughter of That 70 Show and Will and Grace. Weeknights starting at 7 on WRWB-TV, Rochester's WB16.
Soundbites, America's longest running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. $50,000 watts. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco with Dave Enright, Steve Ray,
and Rob Linton.
And we're taking your calls. So just relax, you guys. I can handle this. Our next caller is...
You guys
are out in the halls chit-chatting.
With the management here.
I don't care about that. Our next caller is Kevin.
Wait a minute. Dug yourself into a deep hole with Rob Linton.
No, we're don't buddies now. We've been in the trenches without you guys.
Uh-huh.
We're pals now.
Uh-huh.
Our next caller
you
is...
Think he's
we're going to the
out?
Phones now. Shut up. We're... Our next caller is... You were out in the halls. You don't count now. Our next caller is Kevin from Rochester. Welcome, Kevin. What's your question? Save us, Kevin.
Hello?
Yes.
You're wrong here.
I was just wondering, is there a particular advantage to putting... I have a home network I want to set up with Roadrunner access.
Sure.
And I'm wondering is... if there's any particular advantage to using a router versus a hub versus a switch.
A router hub.
Router is...
A router switch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Basically, any of the things that you buy nowadays that says router...
Yeah.
...and says firewall is what you want. Because if you buy a product that's a router, it's really a kind of a router switch... and it's a firewall, then you set up the firewall right at the router end, and you never have to worry about putting firewalls on individual machines.
Yeah, with a hub, you would have to buy additional addresses from Time Warner to run multiple computers on Roadrunner. The router will split your signal and let multiple computers run on the single address. And then a switch is more efficient than a hub in transferring information between computers. You probably wouldn't notice it on a home network, but they're not much more expensive anyway.
And the biggest factor is having that firewall up so, you know, folks can't hack into your machine. I mean, like Nick has told you, we were putting up the a new server, and within seconds, people were trying to hack into it.
Yeah, the very first entry in the log was somebody trying to hack in as the machine was booting. I didn't even know it was there.
Well, okay, I've already started this, and I bought a gateway router.
Sure.
Put that in and more or less got it working. But I noticed it took a what seemed to be a pretty heavy performance hit. And I'm wondering if there's something I can look at to...
define performance hit. Are you saying your system is slow?
It seems as though internet access is very slow.
Was it slow before you put in the router?
No, it was as quick as I've ever seen on Roadrunner. It's certainly as quick as I get it at work.
Okay, then you've got a couple of things going on. Do you know what brand name your router is?
Yes, it's a Belkin.
Belkin makes pretty good products, but it depends on what you got. If you just got a router or you got some sort of other product that does other things and maybe includes a web server, et cetera, that's going to slow it down.
Four-port cable DSL gateway router is what goes on the box.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
It may be that it is incorrectly set up. It may be that the cable is bad and you're getting a lot of crosstalk.
Okay.
I would try a different cable, maybe a shorter cable, maybe loop the cable somewhere else.
Okay.
Because once you start talking about electrical signals and you start talking about miles of wire, the definition of an antenna is a bunch of wire that grabs an electrical signal.
Right. Well, it's all Category 5 cable.
Yeah, but you know what? If you lay Cat 5 cable too close to a fluorescent light or a speaker or a television, it's still going to get caught.
Okay.
If it gets pinched under something.
With the router, I should be using dynamic addressing then, right?
Either. You can use static or dynamic internally. From the cable modem, of course, you would be getting a dynamic address, yes.
Okay. Well, I think I've done it right. Maybe I just need to...
It may also be that you've got a bad piece of hardware there.
Somewhere along the way, yeah. As a test, unplug the router and
plug it back into the PC.
Right, plug directly into the cable modem and see what happens.
Using the Cat 5 cable that's now plugged into the back of the router. Plug that directly into one PC, and that'll tell you whether that cable is
that
bad.
That cable. It could be either cable. There's a cable going from the cable modem to the router.
And then try it with the other one.
Okay.
You've got a lot of detective work to do, but you'll eventually figure out where the problem lies.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Our next caller, Richard from Rochester, New York, hub of civilization in the Western world. Richard, what's your question?
Well, it's just about that guy that wants to watch the content for the young ones in his home.
Yes. Yeah.
Obviously, there's nothing better than a good outfit that's going to supply a filtered signal. But then there's the chatting that can be done on instant messaging. And there's a couple of things out there that are available for the folks that can do their own detective work on the computer. One of them records all the keystrokes. Get your own keystrokes.
Right.
That doesn't show up in the task manager, but of course it shows up in MS Config. There's another one that records every single website visited that's freeware, and that one is called FreeWhack from HackerWhacker. That one does show up in the taskbar, but both of them are very tightly password protected. And, you know, if you do a search on and you look around, you can find stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's excellent advice. Thank you so much, Richard.
Yep. Appreciate it.
This is what I love about this show, when other people answer our questions for us. We're going to go on vacation now, and when we come back, we'll just be connecting
we'll
everybody
stay in the
one
room
to the
this
other.
Time.
All right. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the controls. He is the man in charge. And me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
The Syracuse Orange Men are back.
Touchdown, Syracuse!
And the only place to hear the Orange is Rochester's sports leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Touchdown, Walter Reyes! Holy cow, what a run by the sophomore!
Join the new voice of the Orange, Mark Johnson, for every SU game, home and away, all season long. When the Syracuse Orange Men play, they play on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Land's End turtlenecks are one of our current catalog's bestsellers. And now, they're a great deal at the Land's End Inlet, too. Because, get this, when you buy three men's or women's turtlenecks or mock turtlenecks at the Land's End Inlet, you save $2.50 off each. That's a savings of $7.50. And when you buy more, save an additional $2.50 each. Any color, any size. You mix, you match, you save. Which makes this a great time to stock up. These are the comfy, soft, 100% combed cotton bestseller turtlenecks and mocks from the current Land's End catalog. Now available at the Land's End Inlet. So a good value gets even better because you save $250 off Land's End bestseller turtlenecks or mock turtlenecks when you buy three or more. And the Inlet has a huge selection. All guaranteed, period. So where can you find the Land's End Inlet? In Rochester off I-390, take Highland Drive exit north to the Land's End Inlet on the northwest side of Marketplace Mall.
One quarter, two quarters, it's easy to throw away 50 cents. But what if you could use that 50 cents to buy some peace of mind for your family? You can by calling Matrix Direct Insurance Services. A 35-year-old man can get a quarter of $1 million term life coverage for less than 50 cents a day. A 42-year-old can get a $250,000 coverage for only 60 cents a day. Rates guaranteed 10 years. Call Matrix Direct now for some of the best rates in years from Protective Life Insurance Company, a respected insurer who's protected American families since 1907. The call is free, the quote is free, and you could save 50% or more on quality term life insurance. Call Matrix Direct now. 1-800-951-TERM. 1-800-951-TERM. Protective Value Term Policy at select preferred rates, subject to underwriting. Term life insurance form TL06. Premiums increase after 10 years. Renewable to age 96. 2-year contestable period. Ron Harris license agent. Not available in some states.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Yes, I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Our next caller, Morris from Canandaigua, New York. Welcome, Morris. What's your question?
I got a question. I have a Windows XP, a fairly new computer, 512 memory. I'm having a problem when I use standby. It'll go off, but I can't get it to come on again.
Mm-hmm. That's actually very common in desktop. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. What you want?
Is this a desktop or a laptop?
It's a desktop.
Then you might want to go into your control panel, and in energy saving, the icon is they've got, you know, where you can spin down your hard drive and that, and that's not a good thing because some of these hard drives don't always spin back up. Blanking your monitor, that's okay, but usually I turn around and set all three of there's three modes there that you can change, and I usually always set them to never. Yes. If I want something to come on, I have my screensaver come on. Otherwise, you know, either I'm at the machine or I'm going to be walking away, I have the screensaver come on, and then once I'm done, I shut it down for the evening. But
yeah, well, you know, I've called technical support, and I find 110% of them are located in California.
Mm-hmm.
and I've spent enough money calling on this problem. Well, I guess I've tried everything, including staying in my head when it's a full moon.
Start in the BIOS and turn off all energy saving in the BIOS.
All energy saving.
Turn it off. Now, in Windows, you can go in and set what you want to set, but don't go into standby mode, because if you go into standby mode on a desktop, half the time it doesn't work.
Okay.
You can do other things if you want to, but your best bet is to leave everything running and just turn off the monitor.
One other very quick question.
Go ahead.
I have Windows XP Home. Is the Professional much better?
No, you don't need it.
The only difference between Home and Professional that will affect you as a normal user is that Professional will connect on a standard network to a Windows 2000 server.
Yeah.
Home won't. It will do peer-to-peer networking only.
Okay.
Do you have a Windows 2000 server in your home?
No.
Then you don't care.
You don't need it.
No, okay.
It's a waste of money.
And I believe that when you do peer-to-peer with Pro, you can connect more people.
I see.
Yes.
I think the limit on Home is 10,
I think so, yeah.
Simultaneous.
Yeah.
But again, do you have more than 10 machines at home?
Oh, no.
Don't care.
Right. No, I don't care.
So for you, Home is fine.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Well, one of the other things, though, talking about, he brought it up, is this tech support. I had one client call, and she was having problems with her AOL. Well, she got that result. Then she was having some more problems, and it turned out it was a virus. But she called Gateway, because that's where she got her computer. Their answer to it was, Put in the recovery CD.
Yeah, always.
But it wiped out what they forgot to ask her was.
Did you back up your stuff?
Yeah, and she didn't know, because she didn't know what she's doing. She's a novice. She lost all her Mary Kay information and everything else. Literally, years clients and everything else, because they sit there, well, do this. And she, you know, she's a novice. But, folks, before they do that, and viruses are going rampant right now, big time. Always, with a virus, you can always at least get that out. You don't have to wipe your whole machine. I don't care what they say. Usually, 99.75% of the time, I can get a virus out without wiping out the machine.
That's right.
The last mode.
Exactly right. Our next caller is John from Henrietta. Welcome, John. What's your question?
How you doing, guys?
Peachy, how are you?
Hey, question for you. This is probably a stupid question, but...
No question is stupid.
No doubt.
Not asking a question is stupid.
Yesterday I was cleaning out all my stuff and defragging my computer, and I deleted my sound icon on the toolbar on the bottom.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to get that back. I lost my sound.
Oh, you just got
the
icon, the property.
The icon has no association with the sound itself. That just controls the volume of the sound.
Right.
Yeah, but that's like gone from the bottom.
Right. You got to go back into what are you running, 98 or XP?
I'm running actually two operating systems, 2000 and 98.
All right.
But I mainly use 2000.
All right. You've got to go into the control panel, and under multimedia, there is a down the bottom. You uncheck. It'll be unchecked to show this icon on your taskbar. That's where it got turned off.
In the control panel, the multimedia applet.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in the sounds and multimedia properties right now. So what do I got to check in that again?
On one of the tabs, you'll see a thing that says, I don't know if it's in the sound, not in the sounds.
It's in multimedia.
It's in multimedia.
Okay.
And there should be a checkbox that says show icon on taskbar.
Or show volume control on taskbar. Yeah.
Volume control on taskbar. That's the one.
That's what you're looking for.
And that will get my sound back up? Or...
Yeah.
That will show the icon. Not having sound is a completely different problem.
Well, that's what I meant. I'm not getting any sound. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, first, it may be that the sound is turned off, so put the icon back on and see if
you might have muted it.
Right. You could go to the sound... No, the sound control panel. No, it's still in the multimedia control panel. Gives you all your different volume controls.
Right.
Okay.
So try that first, and if that doesn't work, then what you probably did was deleted the sound driver from your system, and that then said... The system said, well, you know what? We don't need the sound icon if there's no sound.
So how do I need to
reinstall the
sound
card.
Right.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to have to put in my sound card then.
Yep.
Is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, check your device manager and see if there's an exclamation point next to anything, and that's probably the driver it's missing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doki doke.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Our next caller on Soundbites, Warren from Penfield, New York. Welcome, Warren. What's your question?
Thank you very much. How's everybody doing?
Great. Hey, how are you?
Good. Very good. I got Windows 98 on my computer, and a couple of weeks ago, my McAfee virus scan froze the computer. So what I did was I couldn't get it to shut off. I had hit Control-Alt-Delete, and nothing happened, so then I had to just shut the switch off.
Mm-hmm.
When I tried to start it up, nothing came up but a blank screen. So I installed my recovery disk and loaded my Windows 98 SE disk back on the computer, and now it comes up only in safe mode. I removed the McAfee then. I put in the floppy disk with the CLES virus thing on it, and it ran all through and said, no CLES virus is found.
Okay.
I put the disk in with a Stinger system on it, and it said nothing found.
Right.
So I tried loading McAfee again, and it states the wizard was interrupted before a McAfee virus scan could be completely installed. Your system has not been modified to complete the installation at another time. Please run setup again.
All right. Here's the thing. You might first check edit the autoexec.bat. At the C prompt. And if you see a line, because you've done multiple installs, you're going to see multiple entries of the McAfee in there.
Oh.
You only need...
One.
one of them, but you'll see it in there once, and you'll see these commands repeated number of times.
Mm-hmm.
You want to delete those ones below it. Now, you want to go to the end of that line that references your McAfee and see if the line, because what version of McAfee are you running, 6 or 7?
No, I'm back at 5.
Well, there's one problem you're going to have, because 5 is no longer supported. As of, at the end of September, they dropped support for 5, and you now have to either get version 6 or 7 for any of the updates to work correctly with it.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got 5, and you know, granted that Klez and Stinger program will work on your machine, but any new updates, you want to go get version 6 or 7 right now for McAfee.
Okay, but it's still coming up with in safe mode all the time. Is there? Will that change if I get the virus in it?
No, it could be again in your auto exec. Check your auto. Matter of fact, if you're running 98, you don't need an auto exec. You could always rename it to auto.txt just temporarily.
Oh, okay.
I usually use BAK for backup.
Oh, yeah, backup, right. Okay.
And then reboot and see what happens. It might work just fine. There may be something in the auto exec that's causing.
Yeah, usually there's a line in. It's either in the DOS config or auto exec. I forget which one, where it'll say DOS equals single.
Hmm.
And it can sit there and cause you to constantly boot up in safe mode.
Mm-hmm.
So give that a shot.
If I put one of the floppies in and I didn't have the tab all the way up, you know,
that could be virus infected also.
That's what I was wondering. If I had it all the way up, it wouldn't be, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. If you're on the line, please stay on the line. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest and longest-running computer show, Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
My first memory of Paul Harvey is when I was 3 years old living with my grandmother. She was a bookkeeper at a gas station, and at noontime we'd come home, and while she made us sandwiches for lunch, Mr. Harvey would be playing on her radio. And years later, I was working as a short order cook in Arizona, and above my grill on the radio was Paul Harvey, just like years after that in the first sergeant's office basic training. Well, Paul Harvey is coming to Rochester, thanks to the good people at Preferred Care, for the first time in 40 years. And this visit benefits the Heart of Gold Children's Foundation. I'll be there. I'd like you to join me. How do you get tickets? Call 232-1900 or go to our website. It's wham1180.com. I suspect you've got memories just like I do, and I suspect you'll kick yourself if you're not there at the Eastman Theater on November 14th. Tickets, 232-1900. Go to wham1180.com. It's brought to you by the good people at Preferred Care, as well as Stickley Audi and Company, and, of course, us here at News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Lee & Lee to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge Coolant's water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99. Including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Call FrozenCPU at 1-877-243-8266.
This is a special message for the people of Webster, Irondequoit, and Penfield, and for all of Wayne County. This year, your clear choice for Congress is Congressman Jim Walsh. For 14 years, Jim Walsh has been working hard for the people of New York State. In fact, he's been called the most influential member of the New York Congressional Delegation. And Jim Walsh knows what's important to us. He knows, as we all do, how important high tech is to our economy. That's why he's secured major federal investment at the University of Rochester, RIT, and the Center of Excellence in Photonics. And because he knows how important agriculture is to our economy, he's become the Northeast's leading advocate for family farmers. And because of his deep concern for America's children, he authored pioneering legislation that ensures newborns are screened for hearing loss.
That's Jim Walsh. He's a congressman for us and a leader for the nation.
Paid for by the Walsh for Congress Committee.
I'll tell you the truth. If I had $1 million, I'd have to take a month and live like a prima donna.
I would probably buy a big, luxurious, wonderful yacht.
If I had $1 million, I'd buy myself a house. I would make sure my family was set and secure. And I would probably give a little bit back to some underprivileged people.
I'd blow it all in one weekend and back to work on Monday.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
If I had $1 million, I'd split it up between all these guys.
And I wouldn't keep any for myself. Oh, you're killing me.
I would go back home to Alabama and show them how great New York has been to me.
That's a good one. The chances of me coming home with $1 million next week are pretty slim. So for a dollar, it's well worth my, it's a worthy investment.
How'd you like to come home with $21 million? That's the lotto jackpot right now. New York Lotto. Hey, you never know.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet service, call 262-2485.
With Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we're talking to Nick from Brighton. Nick, how are you?
Good. Yeah, at school, we've got Windows 98. The computer labs.
Yeah.
Just kind of wondering if there'd be any way to get Bash or GCC to work on them.
There are GNU tools for Windows. You're going to have to do some net searching, but that's what you're basically looking for. You're looking for a GCC compiler for Windows.
Yeah. Just in case. One computer lab isn't open, and they have to use another one which doesn't have a compiler.
Right. That's a lovely question. I'm trying to do a search right now in Google for GCC and Windows. Sigwin will do it. MinGW, which is a minimalist GNU for Windows, at mingw.org. www.mingw.org. .org. It includes GCC 3.2. And so that should be a way to get it started at least.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Yep.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You might want to check with the lab before installing that to make sure that they
that
want
they'll,
that
that
on.
They'll allow it, but I'm sure that link will be on our website
momentarily.
Soon, if not shortly. Our next caller, Bill from Lewiston, where they have the Nikola Tesla statue. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing good, guys.
Good.
I have a question regarding Internet access.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm thinking about getting a Windows 2000 system for home.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And before, I had Windows 98 with dial-up. Now,
right.
I have a C-band satellite system. Is there any way to purchase Internet access through C-band?
You'd have to check with them.
And it's usually expensive.
It's terribly expensive.
Direct, you don't have Roadrunner or DSL in your neighborhood?
I'm too far from the central office for DSL.
What about Roadrunner?
Well, we're in a location where we don't have cable TV, and that's why I have C-band.
Who's your satellite provider?
It was out of Fishers, New York.
No, it's not. All right. They might have ties to some of the national services.
Yeah, I think it's
Direct. Well, DirecTV.
No, it's not Direct.
They have a companion, DirectPC. DirectWay is another one.
There's two. Easy Computing.
Yeah, there's two or three satellite-based internet services.
4DTV.
Is that through the 11-foot dish, right?
Well, some of them have their own dish for download. I think one of them had a dish for downloading, and it used your modem for uploading.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Or some of them had one dish that did both. Some of them used your existing TV dish.
Right.
But the problem is if you tune to a satellite that doesn't have the internet service and your computer doesn't work for internet.
Right.
So most of them needed a second dish.
What you need to do is go to google.com.
All right.
Type in the following in the search box. Plus sign.
Mm-hmm.
Quote. That's the double quote marks.
Right.
C space band. Close quote. A space. The plus sign again. Internet.
Oh, okay.
And what that says is it has to have the phrase C-band in it, and it has to have the word internet in it. And then hit the button, and you'll get a whole bunch of them. Like I said, DynaCorp, DirecTV, Easy Computing, 4D TV, Stellat, Thiacom, National Satellite, a whole bunch of them.
All right.
The big problem is that typically installation is $500 for the extra antenna, and it's usually $100 to $150 a month.
Oh, is that right?
So most people don't
it's
do gonna
be
it.
Expensive.
The good news is that it's actually a fairly mature thing because there are so many places, mostly overseas, that have absolutely no other form of internet access. I know for a fact this is a fairly big thing in Australia, where you live in the middle of nowhere, any of that, you know, hundreds of millions of square miles of desert in the middle of Australia. And I know I'll be hearing from
Black and Tan.
From Black and Tan about that, I'm sure, this week. But apparently C-band is pretty big there for that very reason. So it's a mature technology, so that's good, but it is kind of, you know, expensive.
Another possibility is 802.11 wireless. It's nominally 150 feet line of sight, but with directional antennas, I think the current record now is like 20 kilometers.
Okay.
So if you can see a house that has high-speed internet, you can hook up a wireless networking between the two. There's a great story from Robert Cringely on the PBS website on how he lives up in the mountains and he got a telescope to see down the mountain, find a house to put wireless on his house.
Right, and he pays them for a drop to their wireless connection,
so,
or to their broadband connection.
Right, so $40 a month for a Roadrunner, plus whatever your $100 in setup fees are for your wireless.
Right, but as a C-band enthusiast, you already know what happens with weather and things like that. That's not going to get better when you have internet access coming over it, too.
Oh, you're right. That's right.
So, you know, I guess the choice is putting up with that or not having it, then you'll put up with it.
Or move to Rochester.
Right.
All
right, thanks for your help.
But I'm afraid those are your choices. Thanks. Well, it looks like we're done for another week. I want to apologize to everybody we did not get to. I want to thank everybody we did get to. It's kind of ironic that Nikola Tesla, the father, man who created radio, who has a statue in Lewiston. This guy in Lewiston has to use radio to get his internet access. Okay, I was reaching. We'll be back next Saturday at whatever time we'll be back. Check the Wham website. There's a link on soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we are Soundbites, and we will see you next week on 1180 WHAM.
The Wham 30-Minute Ticker, heard 14 times every market day. Brought to you by ESL Federal Credit Union. ESL, it's banking only better.
Hi, I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Wearhouse. You know, if you read the headlines these days, it seems most CEOs aren't guaranteeing much of anything anymore. Well, I've been saying I guarantee it for years. And the fact is, I don't see any reason to stop now. After all, what we guarantee at Men's Wearhouse is what we've always guaranteed. Your satisfaction. With the quality, the price, the way the clothes fit and wear. If not, we'll make it right. It's that simple. I mean, I can't guarantee how other people run their businesses, but I'm pretty good at guaranteeing how we run ours. You're gonna like the way you look. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Wearhouse.
The Men's Wearhouse at the Mall at Grease Ridge Center in Marketplace Mall and the Eastview Mall. For the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
This is the This is Amo Houghton, and it's an honor for me to be part of the Upstate New York team in Washington. But working in Congress, you know, is about more than just advocating for our families and senior citizens. It's about working for jobs and more jobs and more jobs. It's about building on those things that make our region the real area of opportunity for the future. Success is all about teamwork and results. My wife, Priscilla, and I think of ourselves as cheerleaders for Upstate New York. And why not? It's the best.
Paid for by Friends for Houghton.
The most important part of a well-balanced information diet. News Radio 1180 WHAM. WHAM is where you get the headlines before the headlines get written. After all, the journey from ignorance to understanding is only as far as the distance from your fingers to your AM radio. With news and information you can depend on. Lock in Rochester's news leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Thanks to the lunch menu at Red Lobster, the infamous pre-lunch ritual is completely avoidable. You know the one.
Hey, want to grab lunch?
Sure.
What do you want?
You decide.
No, you decide.
No, you decide.
You decided?
I thought you did.
You see, lunch at Red Lobster means a break from routine and the choice of an array of tantalizing dishes like shrimp or lobster Caesar, seafood pasta, or fresh fish daily, all at a great value and always a good decision for lunch. Red Lobster.
Is it true that new longer-lasting Wrigley Spearmint Gum is so good you won't want to chew on anything else? To find out, we took Bert from research.
Hello.
Dressed him up like a wounded seal.
Guys?
And dumped him into shark-infested waters.
I am so out of seal.
Now let's throw in some new Wrigley Spearmint Gum and see which one the sharks chew on. Wow, the sharks have chosen longer-lasting Spearmint. Except for that one.
What?
He didn't get any.
Wait, what?
And he's mad. New longer-lasting Wrigley Spearmint Gum. So good you won't want to chew on anything else.
Rochester's official weather station is News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.